Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is this on?
The Miz and John Morrison want to take away my Money in the Bank contract in court? Objection!
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with Eric Slamilton Hamilton. Joe Pisano can't be with us. He was unfortunately drafted to another show.
He was.
So
some other podcast, which we can't mention.
Right, because you can't be plugging into the podcast.
Can't be plugging into the podcast.
So it's a shame. Yeah. Hopefully, I'm already working the deal. I'm already talking to them. We're working on a trade.
Yeah.
You know, and I think I got to convince, like, future considerations.
Considerations?
Yeah. So,
that's something to consider.
Yeah. So he should be here by next week. And, you know, if that ever comes back to haunt me, they're like, hey, we want our future considerations. I'll just give him Josh.
Right. Well, you know? The funny thing is I heard the trade for Joe, and I'm like, You didn't say Josh's name. What about Josh?
Yeah, they didn't want Josh. But future considerations, I can give him whoever the fuck I want now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Except any of these figures.
None of the
or
figures.
Or you. Or me.
Yeah.
Or Joe.
Right.
That pen.
I might give him the Mets if they want the Mets one.
Oh, yeah. The they can take now. That. They can take the Mets. That.
It's fine.
What about Ronda Rousey? She ain't there no more.
She's not there anymore, no. I don't know. Anyways, this was the draft.
Draft.
SmackDown Raw draft. Where nothing really changes.
Woo!
No NXT call-ups. None whatsoever. Right.
This is how it went. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Mandy Rose has been traded to Raw. Yesterday, Mandy Rose has been drafted to Raw. What? What do you mean? How do you draft someone who's just traded to
Yeah, everyone's up for grabs.
Right. Clearly everyone, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because Raw picked was smart about theirs.
Yeah.
Like, well, we're going to take the whole Hurt Business.
Yes.
All of them.
Right.
And then they were like, we're going to take Retribution. We don't know how many members. They're all ours, though.
Yeah.
And SmackDown's like, we'll take this one person. Each time, just one.
Yeah.
We're playing fair.
Sense. Makes no sense.
No. It was it's so bad.
There's so much to say.
Right.
Like, there's no way I've remembered it all. I mean, I write down a lot of the stuff, but, like, I know, after we record, I'm like, fuck, I forgot to make this joke or something, but there's just so much. Yeah. It's so dumb.
Right, and you called it again.
Yeah. The streak continues. Miz and Kevin Owens swap shows. The streak continues.
Right, right.
Every single draft.
Good God.
So, yeah, there's a lot to talk about, so we're going to dive right in. But first, we have to thank two new people who signed up on Patreon. So we want to thank Tom Izeski and Dangly Balls.
Ah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's his real name.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Good job.
I mean, it could be. I don't know. I didn't ask.
Did
Dangly Balls.
Did you watch? I don't think it was this past week. It was the one with Chris Rock hosts Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they had, like, they did the skit where there was, like, a super spreader outside the office of the name change.
Yes.
So, in case you guys haven't watched it, some future names you might see. Come on. Edith Puthie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, yes.
Yes. Mike Rodick.
Yeah. yep.
Or some of those others.
Uh-huh.
They're good. They're really funny. But, yeah, Mike Rodick.
Oh, someone did that on my Twitch stream, like one of my last Twitch streams, and they, and like it was like, oh, this person follows you. And every time someone follows me, I'm like, oh, thanks, Matt, buddy. And it was one of those name things like Dangly Balls, except Like he tricked me and I said the N-word by mistake. I was like, oh, you fucking asshole. Like,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Like,
the first name was Nick, and then I obviously don't want to say it again, but it was just
right,
like, yeah, it was, I was like, you fucking asshole.
Okay, yeah.
So now I'm canceled on Twitch, unfortunately.
Yep, I know.
But
Of course they recorded, they're like, I'm going to blackmail you.
Right.
Yeah.
So it could be dangerous. So don't do that.
Yes.
Don't fuck with us. So SmackDown starts with round one of the WWE draft. And who announces the pick? Who announces all the picks?
GM Adam Pearce?
Nope, not him.
No.
Not Pat Buck. Of course, it's the second most influential chief marketing officer, according to Forbes, Stephanie McMahon.
Stephanie has never influenced any decision I've ever
Although,
had.
And according to WWE, she's the most most influential female chief marketing officer.
She's the most female chief marketing officer also. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, imagine that.
So, this is how it's the same setup they've had for a couple of years now where Raw gets three picks.
Because they're a 3-hour show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And SmackDown only gets two each round.
Right.
But Raw gets the first and last pick of every round.
Every single round.
So it's a snake draft for Raw.
It is. Right. Raw cleans house.
They get two picks in a row, like, constantly.
Right.
It's fucking ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
It should go Raw, SmackDown, Raw, SmackDown. Okay, Raw's longer. Okay, then after it ends, then Raw just gets 10 more picks or however many they need in a row.
Right,
It shouldn't be all, like, because if they did it correctly, then Raw could basically have almost all the champions on one show.
Right.
They could if they wanted to. And they had opportunities to, and they fucking chose not to.
They chose not to. SmackDown had opportunities and chose not to. Like,
right. Yeah. They don't want... They don't want, the IC title. They want, they want 24/7 title.
Right. Of course. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. Raw has the first pick, and they draft the Indomitable WWE Champion Drew McIntyre.
Okay.
That's a shitty name. Like a shitty nickname.
Right.
Indomitable.
Yeah.
Just lame.
I think Jurassic Park, like Indominus Rex or whatever.
Right. And then SmackDown has the next pick, and they take Universal Champion Roman Reigns. So
That's smart.
It's like, okay.
Okay, well, the titles aren't changing.
No. Nope.
They're not going to put the red strap back on.
Right. So then Raw selects Raw Women's Champion Asuka.
Smart.
And I was just like, wow, these picks are going fast. Like, how does Stephanie just know what they're choosing right away?
Seriously.
So the only way this makes sense is they did the draft hours ago.
Uh-huh.
And now they're just reading the results to us.
Right.
This is not how drafts... I don't know how they don't understand how drafts work in sports.
No.
I don't understand
how they
can't
figure it out.
They
did it right the first time. They had the war room.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, clearly... SmackDown won because they had a robot doing
That's
it.
That's right. Yes.
So,
next up, SmackDown drafts Seth Rollins. So that's the first change. He's going to SmackDown.
Is this his first time being on SmackDown? I think it is. Like being part of the SmackDown roster.
Exclusively.
Yeah,
or at least for a couple weeks.
Yeah, until he goes back to
Raw.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I think you might be right there.
Yeah.
And then with the last pick of the first round, Raw drafts the Hurt Business.
A four-man stable.
Four-man stable.
Smart.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
A four-man stable and they get the United States Championship.
Right.
Or they keep it.
Come on.
Yeah.
They're like, well, we're going to take this one guy, Seth Rollins. How do you rebut to that, Raw?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to take the stable of four guys who also come with a title.
Right.
Oh, shit.
So Kayla interviews Seth Rollins backstage. Who already knew he was drafted to SmackDown, I guess, because he was there.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's happy to move on from the Mysterio family.
I think we all are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
At least there's that.
That's not going to come back to bite us later. Let's move on.
Next up, we have Big E versus Sheamus in a Falls Count Anywhere match. And before the match, Michael Cole said, with a win here, Big E can become the locker room leader.
What?
Is that how that works?
Yes. You beat Sheamus.
So Sheamus was the current locker room leader?
He was. Why isn't it on his little nameplate when he comes out?
Right.
Making his way to the ring from Ireland, the locker room leader.
Yeah, right. What's like the worst loss Undertaker's ever had? Like who did? Who's like someone shitty that he lost to? Like so whenever
Great
that,
Khali.
So Great Khali beat him. I guess Khali was the locker leader.
Correct.
Hey everybody! Oh, I have to say some things. Then the translator guy has to just talk for him.
Yeah, he just chops everything.
Yeah. So Big E goes under the ring for weapons, and he finds two giant bootios. Like, what a callback. We haven't seen right. bootios in forever.
Yeah.
Like, can you still even buy bootios? Are they still a thing?
No. I still have the cereal box.
Yeah.
I got it at Mania in Dallas.
Unopened?
There wasn't cereal.
Oh, that's right. There was no cereal at the time. That was before they were selling
cereal. We probably would have eaten it on the way home. Either way.
I'm hungry. So they take turns hitting each other with kendo sticks, and they fight to the back. It was actually, for the most part, a good match,
right.
which, you know, you usually don't get from Sheamus.
Right.
But that's why, you know, when it's like a brawl-type match,
yeah,
that's when, you know, it's good. Sheamus dumps flour and eggs all over Big E because he wanted to make a Big E pancake. Hmm. See, right there, I just said it was a good match, and then I mentioned that. Yeah. Big E grabs a wooden broom. But then he hit Sheamus with the bristles instead of the wood.
Ooh, could get some splinters. Those could eventually get infected.
Oh, man. Yeah, just like the zombie movies where it's like you get a scratch.
Right. Sheamus could be infected and have to, you know, go to the pharmacy and get some antibiotics.
We're going to have to remove that.
Mild inconvenience.
Yes. Yeah. So they fight in the parking lot and Cole says... We all know what Sheamus is capable of doing on cars.
Mm. Guess what I'm capable of doing in cars? I've proved it.
What's that?
Jerking up.
Oh, well. We've all proved that.
Yeah. You know, you get in a long car wash.
Yes. 2 minutes? Challenge accepted.
I might go twice.
I beat the timer. I lapped the timer.
That's the beat the cock challenge. Yes.
So Sheamus gives Big E white noise on the windshield of a car, but Big E kicks out. Sheamus then puts half of Big E's body inside the car and then slams the car door into Big E's butt multiple times.
Mm.
It's weird. I remember this being a good match.
Yeah.
Sheamus then puts Big E into the trunk and tries to slam the trunk on Big E's arm, but Big E blocks it with his leg. Sheamus goes for the brogue kick, but Big E moves and Sheamus kicks the trunk door off. But then in the end, Big E gives Sheamus the big ending off the car and through a table for the win.
Hmm. Yeah. Random parking lot table.
Which the
That must have been like the valet's table.
Yeah. And the big ending, to do that through a table, like Big E's taking the whole table.
Literally.
That's not a good move.
Big E put himself through the table with Sheamus's help.
If it was a tables match, Big E would have lost.
He would have. Yeah. It doesn't work that way.
Right. So backstage after the match, Kofi and Xavier Woods, dressed as security guards, surprise Big E. Woods is back and he's cleared, and they tell Big E that something's missing, and that's the SmackDown tag titles.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Next up, we have Jey Uso in-ring promo. Jey wants to know what stipulation is for the Hell in a Cell match against Roman Reigns. Paul Heyman interrupts on the Titantron and tells, you know, Jey, stop embarrassing yourself. And then Roman tells Jey, all you had to do is acknowledge me as your tribal chief. So for the first time ever inside Hell in a Cell... It will be an I Quit match.
The fuck?
That's the biggest stipulation in WWE history?
It's going to be like loser cuts their dick off or something.
The biggest stipulation in WWE history.
Yeah.
An I Quit match in Hell in a Cell. Yeah.
Now, is it like I quit the company? Or I quit this match? Or I quit SmackDown?
Yeah. And here's a question I have.
Right.
Can Jimmy run in and throw the towel in again?
Ooh, yeah. If the towel says, like, if you write, I quit on the towel.
Yeah. No, you know,
they'll read the towel.
They'll pull a Rock Mankind I Quit match or like they record them before.
Yeah.
Although then they'll find out Jimmy said it in the recording.
And then they'll start Jimmy and Jay's feuded.
Right. Yeah. So, all right. Next up, we have round two of the draft. Raw drafts AJ Styles. Even though they traded him to SmackDown 5 months ago.
That's right.
They didn't want him then, but they want him now.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I mean, you look at they got jealous. They're like, look at all he accomplished on SmackDown. Hey, what did he do? Did he do anything?
He won like a shitty tournament, like a really shitty tournament to become the IC champ.
He was IC champ for like 10 minutes.
And then he lost it 10 minutes later.
Fuck. Yeah, AJ Styles, welcome to the red brand.
Yeah. And then SmackDown gets Sasha Banks, which thank God, because if Sasha beats Bayley,
right,
then Raw gets both women's championships.
Right. Yeah.
The SmackDown Women's Championship could have been defended on Raw.
It could have been. Yeah.
And this whole time, Raw could have just drafted... Bayley was not available until Raw. They had two draft pools where only these people are available one night.
Yes.
And these people the next night.
So people wouldn't point out, like, why would you pick someone who's not the women's champion when you could have women's champion?
Of course.
Yeah.
So Raw then drafts... their next pick, Raw drafts Naomi.
Right.
Feel the glow.
Right.
Naomi.
Let's put some context into this real quick.
Yeah.
So night one of the draft, the available titles you have... are the Raw Women's title,
yes,
the WWE title, uh-huh, and the Universal.
Yeah.
And
the 24/7.
No, Monday.
Oh, that right, that did.
So all the secondary titles went Monday.
Yes.
Yeah. All the titles they don't give a shit about.
Right.
Yeah.
So Raw drafts Naomi. SmackDown takes Bianca Belair.
I like that.
Naomi went before Bianca Belair.
I don't like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then with the last pick of round two, Raw drafts the women's tag team champions, Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler.
Right.
Which, you know, it's funny because
why wouldn't they do one and one? Like SmackDown's like, well, we draft Shayna Baszler. Well, we got Nia Jax. Well, they're champions. So
yeah.
They're on every show.
Well, they could be on both shows because they're the champs, but they never are on SmackDown. They're never on SmackDown. Might as well keep them on Raw. Next up, we have an AJ Styles iPhone promo. He says, I should have been the first pick for SmackDown for what I did for that brand.
What?
I guess he meant in like 2016.
Yeah,
when he beat John Cena.
Yeah.
However, he's glad to be away from Jeff Hardy and Sami Zayn. I feel like that's one thing. Like if Drew McIntyre retains the title from Orton, which I'm not sure he will, but if he does, maybe he fights Styles after.
That would be cool.
You know, that would be good.
Yeah.
Like, that's one thing that actually is something positive from this stupid draft.
Right, yeah.
It's like, well, you could have that match at a pay-per-view. That would be good.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah. Next up, we have Miz and Morrison versus Jeff Hardy and Matt Riddle.
Sure.
Riddle just has new partners every week.
Every week.
You know?
He's got new bros.
Yeah.
He's got a stable full of bros.
New partners every week. He better get tested. This feud got started on Twitter.
For more than COVID, right?
Yes. This feud got started on Twitter, and Cole read all the tweets to us.
Oh, thank you, Cole.
Yeah.
Because we needed that.
And Corey Graves told us that today is Jeff's 1 year of sobriety. Which is kayfabe sobriety?
Right, sure it is.
Or is this like a year to the day where he last got arrested for drunk driving or something?
Yeah. Please clarify this.
Yeah. But anyways, Riddle hits the Bro Derek on the Miz for the win in under 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Miz and Morrison.
Miz and under Morrison.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
No. After the match, we have a huge return.
Oh, yeah.
Lars Sullivan
comes
out with his new shitty generic rock music like everyone else is getting.
Yes.
He had a good song. It was very creepy.
The intro is still the same.
Yeah, it's still the ding, ding, dong. It's just the same.
Right, yeah.
It's like if you played Keith Lee's music, Lars Sullivan's music, and like Ember Moon's, like I wouldn't know which fucking song is which.
No.
So Lars takes out Riddle, Hardy, and Miz as Morrison watches outside the ring. But Lars is back. I don't even know how long it's been.
Too long?
It's been... like, he got injured, and then he was going to come back, but then someone found out he was in that porno.
Yes.
And then he just didn't come back for a while.
And then they found out, like, he was, like, hate speeching on the interwebs.
Yeah. But in case WWE was like, well, maybe it's been long enough, people forgot he was in that porno. No one forgot. No it was forgot. All over social
There's
media.
There's still memes about it.
It was all over social media.
So I was...
In the A&W root beer t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about this. So, you know, they've been changing songs, you know, that were done by CFO Money.
Yes.
Glorious by Bobby Roode was done by that.
Yeah. It's probably going to be gone soon.
Probably. Oh, man.
Which he's booked into the dirt anyway, so does it really
so
matter?
Who cares? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not glorious.
No, he's definitely not glorious anymore.
Yeah.
Next up, we have round three of the draft. Raw takes the one and only jobber, Ricochet.
Oh, yeah. One and only.
Only. SmackDown. Yeah. SmackDown drafts Jey Uso. Now, they could have drafted both Usos.
They could have. They
with
could've.
One pick.
Yes.
They could have gotten.
Just like Raw's been doing.
Yeah. Two guys with one pick.
Nope.
Fuck it. Jimmy, fuck Jimmy. He's never going to.
He's never coming back.
No, he's never coming back.
Yeah.
Why not just take him, though? I mean, you're not like what?
Right. He can be his manager. Nope. We just want the one.
Yeah. Raw drafts Mandy Rose. Now, Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke are a tag team now.
Correct.
But according to the rules, they were listed separately. So I guess they couldn't take Dana Brooke as well here. I don't know. But then SmackDown drafts Rey and Dominic Mysterio. They are not a tag team.
Right.
They've tagged like once.
Yeah.
Like, like Dominic's tagged more with Humberto Carrillo.
Why but it's his gag. It's his gag.
It should have just been the Mysterio stable with the mom and the daughter there, too.
No, they got drafted to Raw, right? The mom and daughter? Yeah. They got drafted to Raw?
Right, so they're on SmackDown.
The daughter got drafted to Pornhub, something like that.
Yeah, you wish. So the Mysterios are on SmackDown, which means the feud with Seth Rollins continues.
Yeah. So Friday night, he's not the Monday Night Messiah.
Yeah.
Friday night.
Messiah. They'll just, there's no creativity. It's just.
Friday Night Friar. Shave the circle. In
It'll just be the Friday Night Messiah now.
Aw.
Yeah. I bet, right? I mean, yeah, it makes sense because Monday night, two M's. You didn't the Friday Night Father. I'm the Friday Night Father.
I like that.
I don't know.
Has like the little collar, the white.
Yeah,
yeah. Sacrilegious.
So with the last pick of the third round, Raw selects Miz and Morrison.
Yeah.
Who just lost a tag team match in 2 minutes?
Yep.
Like. Get them.
We need those guys.
Fuck both Usos. Both. Yeah. Let's take one Uso.
I can't wait to get John Morrison and Raw Underground.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Backstage, Rey and Dominic are so excited to be on SmackDown because they want to kick Seth Rollins' ass some more.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's just keep that going. Next up, we have Sasha Banks versus Bayley for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Sasha has pyro now, so that's cool.
Yeah.
She also had new white and gold ring gear.
Right.
So she looks good. And then this basically went down like we said. Like I was like, it's either going to be a DQ early on or like she attacks her before the match. But 3 minutes into the match, Bayley gets herself disqualified by hitting Sasha with the chair.
Right. Yeah.
So false advertising.
Boo.
Sasha.
Mean, what were you expecting?
Of course. Sasha gets the upper hand and tries to do to Bayley what Bayley did to her with the chair, but Bayley escapes and runs away. And then later, Sasha cuts a promo backstage and challenges Bayley to a Hell in a Cell match at Hell in a Cell. So it's confirmed 3 Hell in a Cell matches.
All of them are going to end up being Hell in a Cell matches.
Maybe.
Seriously.
Next up, we have Cesaro and Nakamura versus Kofi and Xavier Woods for the SmackDown Tag Titles. Woods hits Nakamura with the elbow drop off the top rope, and they win. They're the new champs. 9-time tag champs.
Yeah.
They tie, so, they're tied with the Dudleys.
What did they do?
To earn it?
Yeah. They returned.
Yeah. They returned.
Yeah.
Who did Cesaro and Nakamura beat for those titles?
Was it
New Day?
Maybe.
Yeah, it was, because, yeah, there was that tables match a few months back.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So their rematch clause went a few months.
I thought there wasn't rematch clause.
Well.
Take him as a go.
Not so much. Yeah. So Biggie comes out to celebrate with his bros, and then we have round 4 of the draft.
Yes.
And Raw drafts the SmackDown Tag Team Champions, Kofi and Xavier Woods?
What?
Now, they could have drafted all of the New Day. They could have had all three, but I guess they don't like Big E.
I guess not. That's racist, Raw.
Yeah.
It's racist.
So again, doesn't make sense. And per the rules, it says you could draft the New Day altogether. They just want Woods and Kofi. Yeah. Big E sucks.
Yeah.
So SmackDown, knowing that Raw clearly doesn't want Big E, like they could literally sign him as an undrafted free agent later. Because why wouldn't Raw just take Big E there if they could?
Right.
SmackDown takes Big E next. This it makes no sense.
Right, yeah.
It makes no sense.
It doesn't.
So this is, you know, this is the New Day split that we've always wanted. You know, this is...
Well...
No, of course not.
Well...
Yeah, this is the split. No one turns on each other. It's just, right. Hey, I gotta go here.
I gotta go to this show. Okay, I'll see you next week.
We'll still share entrance music? Yeah.
Of course.
And then when Kofi and Woods come out, it'll just be a generic Big E in showing them. There's not gonna be any more,
No,
like now they just come out to, it's a New Day. Yes, it is.
They're gonna get Lars Sullivan. he's gonna be like, have you ever heard a Nightingale?
Yeah. So next up, Raw drafts Dana Brooke. Now imagine drafting Dana Brooke.
Just imagine
that. Dana Brooke is drafted.
Imagine going to someone with a straight face and saying, we need to draft.
They should have cut backstage to Mandy Rhodes, and she's like crossing her fingers. And then they're like, Raw drafts Dana Brooke. Fuck. Shit.
I guess I'm in the stupid-ass tag team.
Horrible tag team. Then SmackDown drafts Otis. And again, they could have taken Tucker as well.
Could have.
But, you know, fuck this. Fuck this dumb shit. Tucker later goes to Raw, like in the supplemental draft.
Right. In the
social media the version.
The not good enough for main primetime draft.
Not even, you're not good enough to be mentioned on television.
Nope.
And then the final pick of the fourth round, Raw drafts Angel Garza. So he stays on Raw. Backstage, Heavy Machinery are going over some legal terms, and Otis is butchering them.
Which is irrelevant now, because they're not a tag team anymore.
Right. And then someone walks up and hands Otis an envelope, and Tucker tells Otis, Mrs. Lawyer is following a continuance, so that I can draw this out and drain you dry. Hey, I got an idea. Hey, Otis.
Hey.
Otis. How about, you know, you just fucking cash in the briefcase tonight.
Right.
And then they can never take it from you.
Ever.
Like, you're going to lose it anyway.
Plus, you're going to Raw.
Yeah.
Or they're going to Raw.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Be done with it.
I mean, cash it in. You're going to, whenever you cash it in, you're going to lose it anyway. Might as well just cash it in before they take it from you.
Maybe. There's no way he's beating Roman for that thing.
No. Or McIntyre.
Someone would have to beat Roman, and then Roman would have to beat the shit out of him. And then Otis would have to come out.
But that's not happening.
No, that's too much.
So it was a bad idea to give him the briefcase in the first, you know.
Right.
He was never going to win.
Could have kept it with AJ Styles. He was in that match, right?
Yeah.
He was?
Yeah, AJ's the one that fumbled it into Otis's arms.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because then AJ could have taken it to Raw with him.
Right. Yeah.
Cash it on McIntyre.
Yep. So finally, we have Kevin Owens versus The Fiend. Earlier in the night, Alexa walked up to KO backstage and said, let him in.
Let her in.
Exactly. So KO attacks The Fiend as soon as the bell rings, hits the cannonball, but The Fiend gets right up. The Fiend gives Owens a uranage on the announce table and then a sister Abigail into the announce table.
Yeah.
Back in the ring, The Fiend snaps Kevin Owens' neck.
Dead.
He's dead.
And that's the show.
A minute later, Owens is fine. He super kicks The Fiend three times in a row, followed by two cannonballs, a DDT outside the ring, and then a frog splash off the apron.
All right.
Owens trying to get a count-out win, but The Fiend gets up. He gets back in the ring. Or he actually gets up, so Owens goes back outside the ring. The Fiend charges.
Like an idiot.
Yes. The Fiend charges, but Owens tries to counter with a pop-up powerbomb on the announce table, but they fuck it up. Somehow, like, they mess it up, so then they do it again, but it's just a spine buster this time, but The Fiend goes through the table.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens gets back in the ring. The ref counts, but The Fiend gets up and back into the ring before 10. And then in the end, The Fiend gives Owens the mandible claw, but Kevin Owens hits the stunner, but The Fiend no-sells and keeps the mandible claw locked in. And then the Fiend gives KO another Uranagi, and he pins him with the Mandible Claw for the win. The lights go out after the match, and when they come back on, the Fiend and Alexa are both standing face-to-face on the stage. They take a look at Owens and then back at each other.
Yeah.
And that's the show.
That's it.
Yep. I mean, we all know KO was losing. But, like, that might have been, like, the best Fiend match.
Right.
Like, ever.
Yeah. No, it was good.
Because, like, he did no-sell a little bit, but it wasn't, like, to the point of insanity, like 11 curb stomps or...
Correct.
I'm going to hit you with a toolbox or sledgehammer your fucking face.
Yeah. No, it wasn't anything stupid. It was, like, a believable match.
Yeah. For the most part.
Against a, you know, a demigod or
yeah.
something.
So on to Raw, we start off with a Randy Orton in-ring promo. He says he's going to beat McIntyre at Hell in a Cell, become WWE champion. So McIntyre comes out to the stage, and he's like, I made a promise that every time you were in the building, I'm going to kick the crap out of you. So McIntyre attacks Orton. They brawl for a little bit, but then Orton retreats.
Yeah.
We'll come back to that. Then we have round one of the WWE draft.
Night two, round one. Yeah.
Round one of night two.
Round one of night two.
Makes no
night
sense.
Night two, round one.
With the first pick of the night, Raw drafts the Fiend Bray Wyatt.
Smart.
So he's now on Raw where he should have probably been the whole time.
Sure, yeah.
SmackDown drafts SmackDown Women's Champion Bayley. Thank God.
Oh,
they needed that. Raw keeps Randy Orton. And then SmackDown takes the Raw Tag Team Champions, the Street Profits. So we'll get back to that later, see how they fix that issue.
Yeah.
And then Raw takes Charlotte Flair, reminding us that Charlotte Flair is still a thing.
Bottom right?
Sure, yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Did I tell you about the thing I saw on Twitter?
What?
Like someone tweeted at her, they're like, where have you been? Because stay there.
Yes.
And she's like, I'm not even going to dignify this and drag you through the dirt. And you know.
Well, but she did respond then.
She responded.
So you did.
Yeah.
She did dignify it.
Exactly. Got him.
That's not how that works.
Yeah.
You can't be like, I'm not even going to respond to this. Well, you just
you
responded.
Did.
Yeah.
You typed it out.
Next up, we have Aleister Black versus Kevin Owens.
Okay.
But now it's a no disqualification match.
Yeah, in a best 3 out of 5?
I guess so. Which Kevin Owens has won every match.
Yes.
So KO gives Aleister a DDT onto a chair, goes for the pin immediately. Aleister kicks out.
Seems legit.
Yeah.
He's
the Fiend. Aleister jumps off the top ropes and gives KO the double knees through 4 chairs. But KO kicks out.
Of course.
He's the Fiend, too.
Yeah.
But in the end, Owens gives Aleister a stunner and then a powerbomb through a table for the win.
I wish it would have been a pop-up powerbomb.
Yeah.
But still,
at least he did it. You know? We're still waiting for that heel turn, though, Kevin.
Yeah, totally.
Hopefully on SmackDown.
Yeah, and we're still waiting on this feud, I guess. Yeah.
Yes.
Because Owens won again, so...
That's right.
Aleister's like, I'll get you eventually.
Before... Kevin Owens, Aleister has won every feud.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, pretty much. So, all right, round two, Raw drafts Braun Strowman. Mm. So now he could be on Raw Underground if that ever comes back.
Which he has been doing for the past 2 months.
But it's been 3 weeks, no Raw Underground.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But yeah, Braun's on Raw now, although he has a Universal Championship match against Roman Reigns this Friday.
This Friday. Exclusive to Raw. Wild card.
The first chance they get, they're already just, oh my God. Next up, SmackDown drafts Daniel Bryan, and Stephanie calls him a B-plus player. Thanks for reminding us about that, Stephanie.
Yes, thank you.
Raw takes Matt Riddle, and we'll have more about that later. SmackDown gets Kevin Owens, and, you know, that's when it was like, oh, yep, the streak continues.
Yep.
And then Raw selects Jeff Hardy.
Hardy.
Mm-hmm. Next up, we have Miz TV with Miz and Morrison. They make fun of Heavy Machinery being split up now that Tucker's on Raw, and Miz takes credit for that. Maybe Tucker will fuck Mandy, and then...
Sure.
Yeah.
She's like, I thought you were cuter anyway.
Right. So their guests for Miz TV are Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke, and they have matching clothes and awful new tag team music.
Yes.
Some more generic bullshit.
And they're both like, muscles!
Yeah, right. Mandy tells Miz, you're making people miserable. They bring up the dual brand battle royal, which will determine the number one contender for the Raw Women's Championship later.
Did she say you're making people miserable or you're making people Miz?
Mm. Yeah.
Because, you know, the Miz.
Natalia and Lana come out, and Lana claims Natalia will win the battle royal. They talk trash, they start fighting, but Mandy and Dana stand tall, and we go to commercial. I was fully expecting a tag team match right after that, but right. No, thank God, we're not having that tag team match.
Yeah.
When we come back from commercial, though, we have Miz TV.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
We're still here.
Two Miz TVs in one night.
Yeah.
Back to back.
There wasn't one on SmackDown, right?
No.
Okay, because that would have been way too many Miz TVs
right.
in a short span of time.
So Miz's next guest is John Morrison. They start Why? Doing some bullshit interview, but then Lars Sullivan interrupts and murders Morrison while Miz runs away.
Yeah.
Which, that's what happened on SmackDown, except he murdered the Miz.
Hey, thanks, best friend.
Yeah. Backstage, Adam Pearce tells the New Day and the Street Profits to swap tag team titles because those are blue and those are red.
And here on Monday Night Raw, we're red. Not blue.
You guys swap those belts, bros.
Like, how unimaginative.
So I made this joke on the podcast like a year or two ago. I remember I said it during one of the draft episodes. I was like one of them, like, you know, like they do this and then it's like, what do we do? Oh, here you go. And they just swap belts. They did it.
Right. Yeah.
They literally did it.
Yeah. Quit listening to our archives.
Yeah.
WWE.
So Dawkins hands Kofi his red belt and says, treat Patricia right.
Bottom right?
Who are you?
Yeah.
So that's Dawkins' girl, which means he's been regaling that belt.
He has.
He's been dropping loads.
I would definitely wipe that.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? We'll just spray paint our belts red. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Here's a can of blue paint. Do it.
So, like, it's just like, you know, what does Woods call his trumpet or trombone?
Oh,
I forget. He's got a nickname for it, though, obviously.
He does.
But it's like, it just felt in that moment that Dawkins was just like stealing Xavier's idea there.
Yeah.
Like, and, oh, I named my belt. The fuck is this trombone? It's a, oh, God. Now it's, yeah, okay, you gotta Google it. What is it?
Oh, Francesca.
Yeah, right, Francesca. That's right.
Yep.
So anyways, the belt swap is complete, but then Rude and Ziggler walk up and they're like, hey, we're still owed a tag title match. Because we beat the Street Profits in a 6-man tag last week.
They're like, hey, we're still employed.
We're still here for now. And Kofi and Woods grant them a title match for later. Round 3 of the draft.
Okay.
Raw drafts. Retribution.
All 17 members.
Retribution.
Mm.
Who want to, and I quote, destroy WWE from within.
Yes.
Retribution, who have thrown Molotov cocktails at the generator.
Yes.
They have assaulted cameramen, ring crew people, just committing so many crimes. Raw wants them.
They need them.
You know what? We want you on our show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they did sign them to exclusive contracts a couple weeks ago.
Exclusive contracts where they could do whatever they want.
Yes.
But then sometimes certain people that are in Retribution will just disappear and never be seen again.
Right.
Mercedes Martinez.
Yeah.
She and is not a part of Retribution anymore. They never said it.
Nope.
It's just now in the graphics, she's not there.
No.
She's not. She's no longer a part of Retribution.
No. Like, yeah, we got one.
Yeah.
We got one lady.
So whoever's running Raw, they just clearly want Raw to end.
Clearly.
And I thank that person because it should end.
Right.
Next up, SmackDown takes Lars Sullivan. Raw keeps Keith Lee, SmackDown keeps King Corbin, and then Raw takes Alexa Bliss so that she could be with Mr. Bray.
The friend.
Mr. Bray.
Mr. Bray.
Next up, we have a Seth Rollins in-ring promo.
Wild card!
Yeah, he was drafted to a...
Our first wild card already.
Yeah. Wow.
He was drafted to SmackDown on Friday.
Why is he here?
He's already here. Rollins tells the virtual crowd that this is his last night on Raw, and they're losing the greatest leader, and he doesn't know who can replace him. So Jeff Hardy comes out and Seth's like, yeah, I was trying to find someone to be a leader, and that is most certainly not you, so get out of my ring.
Trying to find someone to be a leader, not a dealer.
Right. So Jeff says, I've been drafted to Raw, and you're on SmackDown now, so really it's my ring. Well, really, it's the same ring because you're all in the same fucking building, but whatever.
Yes.
So then Seth says, you should be focused on your match against Lars Sullivan on Friday.
What?
Wait. Jeff was drafted to Raw.
Yes.
And he's going to be on SmackDown. Braun's going to be on SmackDown. Like we said, none of this matters.
None.
They're already breaking their own fucking... Immediately breaking the rules.
Right.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Breaking their rules.
But it's the season premiere of SmackDown.
Yeah. The season premiere. So if this was the season finale, this is a pretty shitty season finale.
It really is.
Yeah.
No cliffhanger.
No.
You know, no reason to want to.
Nothing
tune
gets
back
resolved.
In. Nope.
No.
No.
No hints for season for the next season.
Right. No after credit scenes.
So Rollins starts to leave, but then AJ Styles comes out making fun of Jeff, but he also tells Seth, get to stepping. This was never Monday Night Rollins anyways. So Seth gets in AJ's face, but Jeff attacks both of them, and then he has an idea.
AJ, me and you still got business, man. And Seth, before you take off for SmackDown, I'm going to prove to you that Raw is in good hands. I want both of you in a triple threat tag team match right now.
Yeah, now go find partners.
What? How did he screw that up?
Because that's all he's used to. Everything's Friday, always a tag match.
I think Jeff celebrated his 1 year of sobriety.
By giving,
having a few drinks.
By getting shit-faced. High as a motherfucker.
He's like a triple threat tag team match. Right, Matt?
Right, Blair?
Right, Matt? Matt? Where did Matt go?
Delete.
Who
deleted Matt?
Brother Nero. Or he just imagines he's right next to him.
Right.
Or like, right, Matt? And then he's just, and then Jeff's just like, ah, wonderful. What the fuck is Jeff doing?
Right. Look, there he is. Wonderful.
Yeah. So we have Jeff Hardy versus AJ Styles versus Seth Rollins, triple threat tag team match.
Are they a tag team or are they?
the hot tags in this match, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. Totally.
So Jeff hits AJ with the twist of fate, but then a guitar smashes over Jeff's back, and it's the return of Elias.
Yep.
Jeff hits the twist of fate, guitar to the back. AJ then immediately pins Jeff for the win. AJ like barely sold the twist of fate. Mm. It's like twist of fate, guitar, and then AJ's like, oh, cool.
Oh, he's
oh,
dead.
Oh, cool, I win.
Well, I mean, twist of fate didn't finish it.
He didn't finish it anymore.
Just one time bound.
Right. Yeah. Even though it's a fucking cutter. I mean, come
right,
on now.
Right.
So, yeah, at least Elias is a heel again. Now, he's a really dumb heel. Because backstage, Charlie Caruso asks him, like, why'd you do that? And he says, this is payback for Jeff Hardy hitting me with a car. Charlie tells Elias, well, it wasn't necessarily Jeff Hardy. You know, everyone fucking knows it's Sheamus.
Right.
But Elias doesn't want to hear it because he's a dumbass.
Correct.
So.
He's like, no, it's Jeff Hardy. I know it. I know it, my guy.
Right. So round four of the draft, Raw drafts Elias. They're like, oh, right, he's a thing.
Oh, he's here?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yep. They could have taken the Intercontinental Championship this whole night.
Whole night.
But they let SmackDown do it. They get IC champ Sami Zayn.
Okay.
Raw takes Lacey Evans. SmackDown keeps Cesaro and Nakamura. So now they could face the Street Profits. Oh, right. They already did that. Like a month ago, they did that.
Yes.
And then Raw drafts Sheamus.
So I guess he's not done with Jeff Hardy.
Right. So we have Jeff Hardy, Sheamus, and Elias in the same show.
Who are all feuding with Jeff Hardy. AJ, Sheamus, and Elias.
Yes.
Versus Jeff Hardy every week.
Yep. Next up, we have Mandy and Dana versus Natalya and Lana.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
They were all out there earlier.
Yep.
Then they didn't have the match. I was like, oh, thank God. And then they still had the
saved
match.
Saved for a week.
And then in the beginning of the match, Dana does the stupid scissor pin move to Natalya.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
The same one from last week.
Clearly a lot better this time, though,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God. Amazing.
I mean, she had a week to practice.
I can't believe they let her do that again. I can't believe, like, Vince saw it and, like, didn't fire on the spot right there.
Right. Like, he saw it. He's like, well, everything checked out here.
Right.
My dick's hard. Right, that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Hunter's your dick hard? Of course not. You're with my daughter. That's crickets.
I don't know about this. This matches crickets. So Dana stands on Mandy's shoulders and then hits Lana with a senton for the win. After the match, Natalya tells Lana, this isn't working out. I'm done. And Natty walks away as Lana cries in the ring with her uneven lipstick. Just all over her mouth. Like a clown. Yeah. Like she's been doing. But yeah. All right, next up we go backstage where Ricochet tells the Hurt Business, I want one more match against any of you, and if I win, you leave me alone, but if you win, I'll join the Hurt Business. And Cedric accepts the match, and I was like, this is cool. At least they'll add another member. Ricochet could use it.
Totally.
Ricochet could use a heel turn.
All four of them will interfere, you know,
right,
to guarantee that win.
Yeah, we'll get back to that. Next up, we have Angel Garza versus Andrade with Zelina Vega on commentary. Garza wins clean with the wing clipper.
Yeah.
And then Vega checks on Andrade after the match. Why? I thought she was done with them.
She is. It's a friend.
Is she?
It's a friend.
I think she's back with Andrade now.
She is.
So she checks on Andrade. I mean, they let her be a singles wrestler for 2 weeks. It's like...
That's a good enough trial.
Like, yeah, she was. It wasn't a... Like, those weren't good matches with Asuka, but she's still better than Mandy Rose, Dana Brooke, Natalya, Lana, Naomi. I mean, like, there's so many she's better... Nia Jax. Like, I mean, there's so many people she's better than.
Yeah, I know.
But okay, the lights go out, the red light comes on, and we see Alexa Bliss doing Bray's upside-down pose on the turnbuckle.
Is that bottom left, maybe?
Bust a nut.
There you go.
Yeah, that was cool. And then The Fiend appears behind Andrade and Vega. They turn around, and The Fiend grabs Andrade, Alexa grabs Vega, and they hit the Sister Abigail at the same time.
Bust a nut.
Yeah.
Double bust nuts.
Couple of them.
Yeah. So, all right, at least there was something cool that happened on Raw. That was awesome.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to be great. Round five, Raw drafts Nikki Cross. SmackDown takes Rudin Ziggler, which is who SmackDown traded to get AJ Styles.
Yes.
So it's just back to normal.
Yeah.
Turns out they both hated that trade.
Uh-huh. Like, this trade sucks.
Yeah.
How can we remedy this?
Yeah. Raw takes 24/7 champion R-Truth, because it's got to stay on USA.
Yeah.
And then SmackDown gets Apollo Crews, and Raw drafts Dabakato.
Okay.
R-Truth went before both of them. And Dana Brooke went before all of them.
Right, like, yeah.
Rude and Ziggler.
Yeah.
Robert Roode, Dolph Ziggler, Dana Brooke went before
Nikki
Dolph
Cross.
Ziggler.
Nikki Cross.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll turn heel and fight Asuka.
I don't know. She's got to get Mandible Clawed first.
Ooh. Yikes.
She could turn heel. So next up we have New Day versus Roode and Ziggler for the Raw Tag Titles. And they announced, why draft them right before this match where now we know 100% they can't win?
Right, yeah.
You just swapped the belts.
Right after.
What if Roode and Ziggler win, then they go to SmackDown? Oh, we need some new belts. Yeah, there's going to be two different tag team champions, two different teams on SmackDown that are tag team champions.
Yeah.
What?
No.
No. So, New Day comes out first. The best part was Woods singing along to Ziggler's music in the ring. That was awesome. But New Day hits the midnight hour on Roode to retain, of course. Next up, we have Ricochet versus Cedric Alexander. Cedric hits the Michinoku driver, but Ricochet kicks out, and Cedric like falls into the ref, and the ref dies.
Yeah, dead ref.
MVP then slides a chair into the ring, but Ricochet gets it, and the ref starts to get up, so Ricochet pulls an Eddie Guerrero special.
Yeah.
And the ref falls for it and disqualifies Cedric.
That was good. I like that.
And this was, Monday was Eddie's birthday, so I guess that's why they did it.
Yeah.
But if you're not familiar, he had the chair, he hit the... You know, Matt with it, then toss it to Cedric.
And then he fell on the ground.
And then he fell on the ground.
The ref's like, wait a minute!
Yeah. The only thing I didn't like was the way Ricochet fell. He fell like a woman fainting. He went, oh! He put his hand here and he went, oh! Like, what?
Like Lacey Evans.
Right, yeah.
I must declare.
So Ricochet wins, which means no more Hurt Business?
They're not going to mess with him.
Yeah, but he should have been with the Hurt Business. That would have been much better.
Right, like, so...
What the fuck is Ricochet going to do now?
The conclusion of this was, like, every, like, underdog sports team.
Right.
We're like, well, if we win, we get to use the field. That was it.
Why did Ricochet even get drafted so early when you know he's not getting pushed?
Yeah, right.
Like, what's he going to do on Raw now? Yeah. Who the fuck is he going to feud with and lose to?
Yeah.
AJ Styles again.
Sure.
He's already done that.
Yep.
Dabba Kato. Yeah, he'll lose to Dabba Kato.
For sure.
Every single time.
Yeah. So, The Miz and Morris.
Yeah. You could beat them, I guess.
They can have like a super parkour match. Right. Him and John Morrison.
Yeah. All right. Round six. We're starting to reach the bottom of the barrel here.
Yeah.
Raw drafts.
Get the scraper.
Titus O'Neil.
Who are you?
Who?
Titus O'Neil. Does anyone out there know when Titus had a match on television?
Nope.
Because I don't know. Please help me.
No.
I mean, it's got to be like... They said he's the first 24/7 champion ever. Uh-huh. That might have been his last match. And that was like over a year ago.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, what the fuck?
Didn't he
try
to do something
there
with the Hurt Business?
No.
Really?
No. He tried to join New Day like a few years ago. Remember that? I don't think he was...
I thought he fought
against... He was like... No, he was like backstage. Oh, he was at Raw Underground. He fought on Raw Underground.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
But that's it. Like, he hasn't had a match in the ring. He's just been backstage a few times. But yeah, Raw drafts Titus O'Neil. SmackDown gets Carmella. Raw takes Peyton Royce. And then just to prove to you how much Vince does not like Aleister Black anymore... Aleister Black. SmackDown gets Aleister Black.
Oof.
Titus O'Neil, Carmella, and Peyton Royce went before Aleister Black.
Good God.
Holy shit.
The last time he was on Raw was September 14th.
Uh-huh.
It was Raw Underground.
Yep.
And then main event, Monday Night Raw. April 27th against Bobby Lashley.
Okay.
Wow. April. That was his last match on Raw besides Raw Underground.
Okay.
Wow.
So with the last pick of the night, Raw takes Akira Tozawa. And they specify that they get all of his ninjas.
Of the ninjas. Because he's got an army of ninjas.
Right. Like, Drew Gulak. Did he get drafted?
Nope.
Not on TV.
Not on TV. Yeah. Too hot for TV.
Akira Tozawa.
Yeah.
My God. All right. Next up, we have the dual brand battle royal to determine the number one contender for the Raw Women's Championship. I like that they're, you know, we're having matches to decide number one contenders, but it's like a battle royal every time, unless you're Zelina Vega.
Yeah.
Unless
you just declare yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they keep having these dual brand battle royals.
Right. Like, how, like, in the Attitude Era, that match between Jeff, AJ, and Seth,
mm-hmm.
that would have been a number one contendership match.
Right.
At a pay-per-view.
By the way, I mean, dual brand battle royal.
One card!
I mean, I could hit that a few more times, but...
You probably could.
I probably shouldn't.
No.
Nia cuts a promo before the match, suggesting that everyone just throw themselves out of the ring, because she's going to win anyway. And then Asuka was on commentary, rooting for her sexy, awesome friends, Mandy and Dana, but Nia eliminated them early.
One of those is correct. Sexy,
yes.
Awesome?
Right.
Yeah, one of those.
Then everyone teamed up on Nia, and Shayna helped them throw her out.
Ha-ha.
So Nia's pissed at Shayna,
yeah.
But she takes her anger out on Lana and gives her the Samoan drop through the announce table.
Okay.
Four weeks in a row.
Yikes.
Like, as much as I dislike Lana on TV, now I just feel bad for her.
Yeah. I mean, clearly she's being written off. She's probably leaving the company. Let's see where this goes.
So then they cut backstage and we see Orton and McIntyre brawling. It's like, okay.
Okay.
Back to the match. Bianca Belair eliminates Shayna, but then the Riot Squad kicks her out. In the end, it's down to Lacey and Natalya. They fight on the apron. Lacey tries to hurricane Rana and Natalya off, but Natalya catches her, swings Lacey into the ring post, and eliminates her. Natalya thinks she won, but Lana comes back in the ring because she was never eliminated, and she kicks Natalya out to win the Battle Royal. So it's Lana versus Asuka for the Raw Women's Championship next week. Over under a minute.
Ooh, under.
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 Yeah.
So who's that match setting up for? For her next opponent?
I don't know.
Nikki Cross?
Lacey Evans, probably. Maybe. Because she's on Raw now.
Yeah. 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 Like, I feel like this is only going to be to, like, humiliate Lana.
Yeah.
More.
And then Nia will come out and be like, excuse me. Do the announce table again.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. What? I mean, you people thought Vega and Asuka was bad? You thought Vega was a bad choice?
Just you wait.
So after the match, McIntyre and Orton brawl ringside, but they're split up as the show ends. So there you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll see you. All right, let's give some awards. Holy shit. Who'd you have for worst dressed?
I had Lars.
Lars in a big red diaper?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah.
Let's sweep that. I mean, yeah, that's pretty easy. Best dressed?
I had Mandy Rose.
All right. I went with Sasha Banks.
I had Mandy Rose on, like, Miz TV, like, in the all black.
Right. Yeah, she looked good.
Super hot.
Yeah, I had Sasha Banks with her new ring gear.
Okay.
Should have saved the white and gold for when you're actually going to win the title.
Come on.
I mean, come on.
How easy is that?
Worst acting?
John Morrison.
Yes. Yeah. That is correct.
That's a sweep.
My God, is he awful.
Yeah.
Best acting.
Best acting was Alexa.
Yeah.
Mimicking the Fiend.
Good. Yeah. No one had like a good promo on either show.
No.
So I just went with McIntyre just because they're keeping him like a badass. I like how he just came out and wanted to kick Orton's ass. Like, right. He really is their best booked babyface in a long fucking time.
Yeah, he is.
Worst comment?
Triple threat tag team match.
That's too easy.
Yep.
Did you have a best comment?
I didn't, because like you said, like no one really cut promos.
Yeah, nothing really made me laugh or
no.
Nothing was cool really. Mm-mm. That nothing was really worthy of winning.
No.
So I guess we'll skip it.
Skip it.
Worst match.
Mandy and Dana versus Lana and Nat.
Yep. Super slow-mo.
I went with Rudin Ziggler versus New Day. Because right. Since you already knew they weren't winning,
right?
It's like, well, why is this even a thing?
Yeah, I went with the Battle Royal. Best match?
I had that triple threat on Raw. The AJ, Seth, and Hardy.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good match.
All right. I went with KO and Aleister.
That was good.
I like the finish.
Yeah.
Worst move.
SmackDown not drafting stables.
It's really bad.
There's no moves.
For the second week in a row, I went with Dana's scissor spin.
Scissor spin.
And that will continue to win as long as she does that.
Correct.
Because I'm sure that's happening next week. Best move?
Double Sister Abigail.
That is correct.
Yep.
Worst moment or segment?
Ms. TV.
That's really bad.
Either of them.
I mean, like, it was between that, Raw drafting Retribution, so they could just... Because they're suicidal, I guess.
Right.
But I went with Lana winning the Battle Royal.
Yeah, that's a bad moment.
Really bad.
Yeah.
Best moment or segment?
Alexa hanging from the ropes. Like the upside down thing.
Yeah. I mean, the Alexa and the Fiend, that whole thing was
so
great.
Good.
That was
so
good.
Do you think she gets a mask?
No.
No.
What?
You can't. Don't want to cover that face up?
No.
Still cute.
So cute. So good. All right, so we'll get to breaking news.
Okay.
Drew McIntyre has been very vocal about having certain dream matches of his lately.
Mm.
He recently said he'd like to have a match with Roman Reigns to unify the WWE and Universal Championships so that there's just one main champion.
Nope.
That's not happening. But at the New York Comic Con panel, Triple H said, or this is the WWE New York Comic Con panel, whatever the fuck that is. Triple H said, I don't want to see that match yet because I think in a few years it could be a Hulk Hogan Flair scenario or a Stone Cold and The Rock scenario.
Okay.
I mean, I like McIntyre.
Yeah.
I'm glad Reigns is a heel.
Right.
But on no way are they on the level of Stone Cold and The Rock.
No.
That's right. Ridiculous. Oh, and by the way, you want to see McIntyre versus Roman Reigns? Go back to 2019 where they fought each other 20 times.
Yeah.
Just go watch that.
Yeah.
Where Roman won every single match.
Didn't they fight at WrestleMania?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They had a WrestleMania match.
They did.
Like, Stone Cold and The Rock had multiple feuds, but you did it because it was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, first they feuded for the IC title, then the WWF title, but you did it because they were the two biggest stars, like, ever, and it was awesome. And great, and two of the best guys on the mic ever, too. They just made gold every time. Roman versus McIntyre, no one wanted to see any of those matches they had. Like, I get it, McIntyre's booked better now, Roman's a heel, so it's a little different, but still,
yeah, right.
We've seen the match plenty of times.
Yeah, we know what they're capable of physically.
McIntyre also said he wants The Undertaker to come out of retirement so he could face him in a bar brawl.
What?
Hopefully that doesn't happen.
Ever?
And then Wade Barrett recently said the only match that would convince him to come out of retirement is a WWE Championship match against Drew McIntyre. Barrett cut a promo about how he'd embarrass Drew, just like when they were roommates, he used to bully him. McIntyre responded on Twitter saying, "Stay behind your desk, Grandpa. Your stand-in has a better chance than you do."
Jesus.
Which, if you watch TakeOver, they used stand-ins for Wade Barrett and Beth Phoenix.
People who look nothing like them.
Two random people were sitting next to Tom Phillips. It was so fucking weird.
It really was.
I don't know why they did that.
Did you watch that Drew McIntyre thing after, what was it, NXT?
No, I didn't.
I was watching some of it, and at one point, Sheamus and Wade Barrett and Drew McIntyre were all, like, training together.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Thought that was kind of cool. Yeah. They used to call Sheamus, like, SOS. Sheamus Sauciny or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Also, WWE had a watch-along during SmackDown for draft reactions. They had Seth Rollins on after he was drafted to SmackDown, and he was asked about the possibility of wrestling Matt Riddle. Rollins said, "I've got no interest in facing Matt Riddle at any point in my career, all right? So he can go to Raw as far as I'm concerned. All right? Well, Riddle did go to Raw, so maybe Rollins had something to do with that. And people are speculating that this has to do with Matt Riddle's wife. I think it was like November of last year. She posted a picture of Becky Lynch on Instagram calling her and the other women wrestlers skinny, jiggly, fat. You remember that?
No.
No, I remember that. Like, she posted a thing on Instagram how like the women wrestlers need to work out more, and she posted a picture of Becky, like, from behind.
Yeah.
Calling them skinny, jiggly, fat. And I remember at the time we made jokes because Matt Riddle's wife is, like, China. She's super buff. Like, you don't even look like a woman.
Oh, right. Don't treat me like a woman because I'm a man.
Right. So that could be one of the reasons why he doesn't like Riddle.
Yeah.
Other fan on Twitter was claiming that he, like, had dinner with Riddle one night. I don't know if it's true, and Riddle was talking shit about Seth.
They had too many drinks. And, yeah. You know, one thing led to another.
Right. Also, Lars Sullivan, he just returned. Well, a personal trainer on Instagram released screenshots of Lars contacting her. Like, apparently he paid her for, like, yoga tips or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And then it went from like, oh, thanks for that. Oh, you look great, by the way. And then he asked her for booty pics. He was like, hey, do you have any booty pics?
Yeah, it was like, wow, thanks for that advice. Let me see your ass.
I mean, like, you know, obviously you shouldn't have done it. But like, right. It was just like, he literally said, like, you have any booty pics?
Yeah.
And then she was like, I'm going to refund your money and I'm blocking you. And so, yeah, but nothing's going to happen to Lars. I mean, if nothing happened for the other things.
Right.
I mean, they did suspend him for the racist stuff and the homophobic stuff.
Yeah.
And they fined him $100,000, but that was a while back.
Right. But man, that guy pulled out the tarp, unfurled the hose,
yeah,
got some soap, and just slid into her DMs.
Yes.
And she's like, no.
No. Also, Eric Bischoff revealed that he recently did interviews for 2 episodes for Dark Side of the Ring, Season 3.
Ooh.
And those episodes were for Brian Pillman. They're going to do a Brian Pillman
episode. Oh, man.
And New Japan's 1991 show in North Korea.
Interesting.
Which I didn't even know about, but
yeah.
They did a show in North Korea. Flair fought Inoki. Is it Inoki?
Maybe, yeah.
Like, he's like real, you know, older guy, but obviously, right. But
he was like the guy of New Japan.
And I looked it up, and like Wikipedia didn't have anything controversial about it, but I imagine because it was in North Korea, that should be an interesting episode.
Right, yeah.
I heard they're also doing a Jake the Snake Roberts episode of Dark Side of the Ring, which is cool and all, but like, if you watched the resurrection of Jake the Snake Roberts, uh-huh, you know the story.
Yeah.
Like, that was such an amazing movie and documentary. You know, I mean, I'm still interested in seeing this episode, but...
Right.
Yeah. You got any news?
No, I don't.
All right, rumor time.
Yeah. Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So PW Insider reported that WWE has extended the deal with the Amway Center through November, which surprised me a little bit because NXT is having fans.
Right. Because
they're at the performance, the Wrestling Capital Center?
Capital Wrestling
Whatever
Center?
Whatever they're calling it now. Yeah.
Yeah.
And knowing Vince, you would think he would want fans as soon as possible, and you could do it in Florida.
There's
no restrictions in Florida right now.
Right.
So I'm kind of surprised. Maybe he was like, I spend so much damn money on those fucking screens.
Yeah.
I gotta use them, damn it!
Yeah.
So I don't know, yeah, but extended through the end of November. Cultaholic is reporting that someone's returning to WWE. A former wrestler.
Uh-oh.
No, it's not Melina. It's Eva Marie.
Blech.
All red everything.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And she's also hinting at this on Twitter. She's like, ooh, can't wait for Monday Night Raw, blah, 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 blah. She was bad in the ring. She was worse on the mic. So... the only thing going for her is that she's hot. But this isn't the Attitude Era.
No, it's not.
Like, I would say make her a manager, but no, she's bad on the mic.
Yeah. So sorry.
Unless you're going to have bra and panties matches again. Or make her a Raw Underground stripper.
Like, right, yeah.
I don't know what you're going to do with her. I don't know. It's not good.
Nothing. Backstage reporter?
Yeah.
Maybe they need strippers for Raw Underground.
That's what I just said.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking, I'm trying to pull up quick trivia, so I was like,
okay,
half listening.
All right, well, that's all I got for rumors. So,
all right, well, that's the no.
Do you have trivia?
Yeah, I pulled up some quick Hell in a Cell trivia.
Oh, not Eva Marie?
No.
Eva Marie pulled her ankle or pulled her hamstring. And
tits fell out.
No longer can. Tits fell out.
Her tits fell out.
That was the best moment of her WWE career.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so... Hell in a Cell trivia. All right, so we all know the first...
Better not be last year's Rollins and the Fiend.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right. We all know the first Hell in a Cell match.
Yeah, we do, Undertaker.
That's right. That's right.
And I won the first Hell in a Cell match, Undertaker. I also won the first Iron Man match. I also won the first Elimination Chamber match. And that's all I can remember right now. So go ahead.
Kept his eyes on the prize. That's when he could. Right.
Yes.
Okay, so that match was a singles match to determine the number one contender.
Yeah.
So the WWF title was not on the line for that one. But the first time that it was in that year, it was defended twice in a Hell in a Cell.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me those matches?
Wait, hold on. You're saying there was a year were the WWE Championship.
The first year it was defended in Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
It was actually defended twice in that year.
The only way I have a shot is if you tell me the year.
Okay. Give me that.
I need the year.
2000.
It was defended twice, and that was when they only had one champion.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
So it was like three, almost
was
three
2000 years. The 2000 was the one they had the six man Hell in a Cell, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know everyone in that match.
Yeah.
Okay, Undertaker and Rikishi, because everyone remembers that spot.
Okay.
Was Triple H in that match?
He was.
Kane?
No.
No. Triple H.
I mean, they're pretty obvious answers. If you think about title players in the year 2000.
The Rock?
Yeah.
Kurt?
Yeah.
Who was the last one? Oh, right. Isn't that the Rock promo?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, that's the Rock promo. Booker?
No. Come on.
You went like this. I thought you went five time. Stone Cold?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I forget. That's when he came back.
Yeah. So that was the second match of the year. What was the first match of the year? Mm. Basically, the first time the title was defended in Hell in a Cell.
Triple H versus The Undertaker?
Nope.
No, that was a WrestleMania match. Oh, it wasn't Hell in a Cell, though. No, there. I mean, oh, I'm sorry. It was, but much later. I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah.
Triple H was one, right?
Uh-huh.
And Mankind? Mick Foley? Cactus so, Jack?
There you go. Yes. Right. So, yeah, the title was defended for the first time February 27th, 2000 at No Way Out. It was then defended later in the year at Armageddon.
What? No Way Out? What are these? You mean Hell in a Cell pay-per-view?
Yes. Yeah, so some quick trivia.
All right, that's good. Again, I didn't get to watch pay-per-views back then when I was a kid.
Right.
So it's hard for you. Like, you know, I probably never saw that Hell in a Cell match, the six-man.
Yeah.
I should watch that. I'm sure it was good, right?
If you're going to watch it, we might as well make it a Patreon episode.
We should, yeah. That's got to be like Stone Cold's only Hell in a Cell match, right?
I think so, yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Who won that? Did Stone Cold win it?
No.
Triple H.
Kurt Angle was the champion and he retained.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that was just like one pin wins it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it say who pinned who? No.
Rikishi, probably.
Yeah. Because he was dead.
Yeah. All right. Fan questions. That was good, though. That was good.
Suck it, Joe. Hope trivia's going good in your other show.
All right, Jatinder Singh. You know it's 2020 when Lana won the main event of Raw. That is very true.
Oof.
That's depressing. Justin Stewart, other than Drew, what can you say is the best thing about Raw? The Hurt Business, right? Well, no, now that The Fiend and Alexa are on Raw, it's got to be them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But not much else. Jake Baker, why would a supernatural deity like The Fiend or rebellion group like Retribution care about a draft, or even follow the rules of appearing on their respective shows?
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Well, that's the joke I made about Retribution, is now that they're signed,
right. They're
going to go from, you know, just doing whatever they want to tagging in and out of tag team matches.
Of course.
Because they're so badass.
Follow the rules if you want to keep a job.
Yeah, which, by the way, they lost their first match to DQ.
Right. Think about that.
And they weren't even on Raw. No Retribution.
No. They haven't been on there since they lost.
Well, no, the last week they revealed Mustafa Ali.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
But like,
wasn't he supposed to give an address about it?
Yes.
I guess he got cut.
Someone,
you had to have six rounds of draft.
Someone, it's funny how fans are on Twitter, but someone on Twitter was like, what the hell, Ali? You were supposed to give your explanation tonight on Raw. And he was like, yeah, you know, imagine you wanting something so bad and someone takes it away from you. Oh, so even though he's getting a push, being like the leader of a group, he's still like being vocal, like, yeah, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Vanguard 2, what's worse, wrestling since the pandemic, Godfather 3, or The Office after Michael left?
Ooh.
I never saw Godfather 3. Only saw the first two. But it's got to be wrestling during the
pandemic. Wrestling during the pandemic.
Yeah. I mean, it's gotten better since they went to the Thunderdome. Like, it seems like they're trying harder. I mean, the shows still aren't great, but we do have The Fiend and Alexa, which is good.
Right.
McIntyre and Orton are good for the most part. Yeah. It's going on a little long, but...
Right. I mean, Godfather 3, it is what it is. But, I mean, a lot of people shit on The Office after Michael left. But, like, that season with Robert California was amazing. It was so funny.
That's
James Spader.
James Spader, yeah. It was still good. It just obviously wasn't as good.
Right. You can't. Well, and you sent the thing with D'Angelo where he was actually, where someone
Joe did, that was great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Tyrone Grizz, if I could see Nia put Lana through announce table every week, I'd be so happy.
Well, 4 weeks in a row, you've been a pretty happy guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to love it too, but now I just feel bad.
Right. If you would like to be that happy, send $1 to Happy Dude.
Well, it's funny. He was quoting Clyde from South Park because there was an episode where Cartman finds out about Tourette's. So Cartman fakes Tourette's so that he could just curse all the time.
Uh huh.
So, like, he's at school and he calls Mr. Mackey. He's like, suck my balls, Mr. Mackey. Oh, sorry. And then he just walks away. And then Clyde's like, if I could say suck my balls to Mr. Mackey, I'd be so happy. Like something like that. It's really funny.
You see the one where he's like, I got
Asperger's.
Asperger's.
Yeah. Swizz, the all-time draft. He says it's our best ever podcast.
Okay.
The top 10 was Austin, Flair, Savage, HBK, Hogan, Rock, Undertaker, Triple H, Sting, and Bret Hart. Yeah. Where would Jericho fit in this group? And can you see any other current wrestler one day making the top 10? First of all, we might have to do this again because Jericho's not in the top 10.
Right.
First of all, Jericho and Mick Foley replace Sting and Bret Hart on this list.
Yeah.
Easy. Like, I remember that I drafted Sting, and then later I was like, why did I draft Sting?
Why the early? Fuck did I get Sting?
Like
he could have easily gone round 6.
Yes. They all got drafted before Jericho and Foley. That's insane.
That means we've got to have a fourth, which means we have to have Josh,
we don't have to have a fourth, you know, just because we did a four last time.
Yeah, I guess.
We could do it again.
Someone could pay some money if they want to join us.
Yeah, maybe.
Taking bids. Send your bids to... Yeah,
I remember I had the first pick. I took Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. I think I took Macho because... Joe took Hogan?
Yeah, and Joe got... It was a snake draft, so Joe got Hogan and Shawn Michaels.
Oh, because he was last.
Yeah, because it was four of us, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll do another one. But yeah, that's on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Ha-ha! Check that out.
Dashing Dan ranked these Michael Cole catchphrases from slightly annoying to totally infuriating. Oh, my! Are you kidding me? And then... could it be? It is.
All of them are totally infuriating.
Oh, that's what King John Thomas said. He said it's a three-way tie for last place.
It is.
Yeah. Matt Sillett, do you guys think Alexa Bliss should have an alter ego like The Fiend that she switches into? I mean, she does. Like, yeah, she again, like we said, she doesn't need a mask, but she acts normal and then she snaps.
Right. The real question should be, when does she show up on Firefly Funhouse?
Yeah, that's got to be like this Friday because it's the season premiere.
Right. Does she get a puppet? What if she was just a puppet on there?
No, she's got to be on there. That'll be good.
Yeah.
Carlos Ramirez, Push Fireberry, Sam Raimi, Spider-Man characters, Emo Peter Parker, Mr. Dickovich, and Mr. Aziz. Clearly you push Mr. Dickovich.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Where's my rent?
Barry, Mr. Aziz, and fire Emo Peter.
Who's Mr. Aziz? Was that the pizza owner?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Minnesota Nice. I feel like after watching the women's tag team match, we are back in the Divas Division era. Do you think Mandy Rose is going to get lost and forgotten? I mean, she kind of is already.
Yeah.
Like,
we're not far from that.
They're never going to win those
Women's titles. Evolution.
Right. King John Thomas, can we agree that this year's Survivor Series main event would be Team Roman Reigns and the Usos versus Rey versus the Mysterio family. Oh, Rey and his two sons, Dominic and Seth.
Yeah.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Stephen Barber, so me and the wife gave up on WWE a year ago. Stupid storylines and not great wrestlers getting pushed, getting a proper push. I've noticed recently there may be an upturn in events, all things WWE. What do you guys think? Convince us to start watching it or not? Well, not all things WWE. There's, yeah, like we said, a couple things.
Right, yeah.
Just do what we used to do before this podcast came along. Just fast forward. Watch it on, you know?
Yeah.
Just watch highlights. You can get through it in 15 minutes.
Yeah. I think on YouTube, they do a top 10. Their top 10 moments.
Right.
You'd watch that.
Just watch that.
And then if you see a segment, watch the whole segment.
Yeah.
Zaheen, or just listen to us. Yeah, we'll give you everything you need.
Yeah, that's fine. Zaheen Rahman, WWE. Like, you know, like I've said before, we're the Mr. Skin of wrestling.
Yeah.
We'll tell you the good parts, and then you can go watch them.
Yeah, exactly.
Zaheen Rahman, congrats to Stephanie McMahon for working to fight racism, sexism, and homophobia. And now, here's Lars Sullivan.
Yes. Yeah. Way to go. Pat on the back.
Yeah. Ravishing Rick Moranis. So what storyline are you now most looking forward to seeing on a new night now that the draft's over?
Owens versus Reigns.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, no.
I mean, Aleister Black went to SmackDown. So it's going to be Owens and Aleister again. Fuck. Macho Man Randy Average, if you were the new booker with Big E, how would you push him? And do you think he's capable of being a main eventer? Sure, you could have him beat Roman. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, he could win the Rumble. Why not?
Right.
Pop Culture Junkie, Push Fire Barry, wax Stacy Keebler's legs, give a full body massage to Alexa Bliss, or paint Tori Wilson's toenails. I guess this is for Joe.
Who wants the body massage?
I mean, yeah, you clearly the body massage.
Yeah.
You have to put your hands all over her. The rest, the other two aren't really that sexy of a thing.
No.
Like wax Stacy Keebler's hairy legs? At least you'd like, you get to touch them after and like, okay, I think we're done. Oh, wait, we have to do this one again.
Yeah.
We missed the spot.
Right.
So I guess that would be Barry, but yeah, push the body massage.
Yeah.
Modern massage.
Scott Hansman, Triple H stated that he believes Roman Reigns and McIntyre's on the level of Rock and Austin. I think he's an idiot. Do you think we'll ever see star status of that caliber go one-on-one again? If so, what superstars do you have in mind? I mean, not right now. Wrestling's at an all-time low in terms of viewership.
Yeah, it is.
So I don't know. I mean, it's so bad. It's like, how do you even bring it back at this point?
Yeah.
You know? Like, MJF is one that could be a huge star if wrestling gets
it's back like into they the say, mainstream. Never go full retard. And you,
that's right. Retard. Dan Hankinson, just once, I want to hear Cole say, could it be? Could it be? Oh, wait, no, it's not him.
It's not. Never mind. False alarm. Sorry.
And then John Fortes, why is everyone deathly afraid of Lars Sullivan? He's not even that big. 6'3", 330. Miz and Morrison spent a month messing with Braun Strowman.
That's true.
But this dude who's 5 inches shorter and 50 pounds lighter has them rattled. Yep. Lars is awful.
Totally, totally.
He looks scary, though.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe that's
plus it. He says scary things.
Yeah. Would you ever ask a nightingale?
Yeah. So there was, I forgot to bring this up on news. There was more drafts after, you know, on Raw Talk.
Yeah.
So on Raw, they acquired Grand Metalik and Lince Dorado.
Okay.
Also,
not Kalisto?
They got Lana.
Oh, good.
And Riddick Moss.
Whoa.
And get ready with Bonham, right? Arturo Rujas.
Who are you?
Yeah.
That's a Raw Underground guy.
Yeah. And then SmackDown got Shorty G.
Who are you?
Natalya.
Who are you?
Yeah. And the Riot Squad.
Oh. So they're a tag team on a show where they don't have a tag team division.
Correct.
For the women.
Yep. Yep.
Are they the only woman tag team on SmackDown?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
There.
Seriously?
Because Peyton Royce got drafted to Raw.
Yeah. Well, they're split up anyway.
I know.
There's no other women tag teams on SmackDown. No. They literally have
there's
nothing
no
to
other
do.
Women tag teams, basically.
Right.
I mean, what? Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Stupid.
That's awful.
Yeah.
My God. Well,
let's end this shit.
That's the draft. Next week are the season premieres for both shows.
Oh, yeah. That should be a good show.
So, yeah, until then, make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, @WrongWrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling and become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. You get the Wednesday Night War recaps. You get the pay-per-view recaps. All the brackets, we just did a draft that's way fucking better than this bullshit.
Yeah.
So go check out our draft where we even include AEW wrestlers.
And we give you a match card at the end.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Yes, where Joe breaks all the rules. So go check of that course. Out. Patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Bye.
See ya.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.